On Monday, September 8th, trumpeter, composer, and arranger Gerald Wilson passed away at age 96 in Los Angeles. He was a graduate of Detroit's legendary Cass Technical High School, and in 1939, his musical career started in full swing when he joined the Jimmy Lunsford Band. After military service, he formed his own band in 1944, and he continued to record and perform from then on, ending up on Detroit's Mack Avenue Records roster. I'm Linda Yawn, and I asked trombonist and University of Michigan jazz professor Dennis Wilson about his experience with Gerald Wilson. Dennis liked to call him Dad.
Well, you know, it's funny because we have the same name. And some people actually thought that. And I was shocked. I said, no, it can't be. But I have this picture of my teacher, Phil Wilson. And it was the IAJ conference. And Phil was talking to me. We had a booth over there at the University of Michigan, had a booth. And it was, you know, you've been there. Lots of people walking and talking and lots of love. And Phil Wilson's talking to me. And Gerald Wilson walks by. And I said, oh, my goodness. We have to take a picture, because we took this picture because it says Wilson, and he was thrilled over that. Just realized, well, I got all you guys together, and I said, well, Gerald, you know, you must be the grandfather, and Phil Wilson is my teacher. He's my dad, and I said so. And then there's me. And then Gerald said, no, I'm the dad. You know? Oh. And so, but it was just a lot of love. And I've always called him Dad, oh. You know, because out of love and having the same name and all. And so, but after I would say it, how you doing, Dad? Oh, I'm doing fine. Look, Dad, can I borrow the car? You know? Because, you know, it'd be Gerald Wilson. And he showed up at a rehearsal somewhere. Well, he's, you know, someone had to pick him up, and he's picked up in a limousine or you know, some kind of hire car, and I had to ask for to borrow that car. So he was always a lot of fun but always serious about the music, too. And he always had so much to say. You know, when we worked with Gerald, it was like a trip down memory lane. And it was also a trip down the historical lane, because things I didn't know, and he would start talking about it. You know, his days with Fletcher, and they used to do this and they used to do that, so he was a real joy.
Cruisin' with Cab by Gerald Wilson and his orchestra in 1946. Let's return to our conversation with trombonist Dennis Wilson in remembrance of Gerald Wilson. Now, you're a trombone player. Gerald Wilson, I know, started out as a trumpet player.
Right.
But he wrote really well for trombones. My God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He always put the lead part. He didn't have the highest lead part. But he had a part where the trombone would be in the nicest register. You know, like, you know, you're up top and it's high. But, you know, he didn't write ridiculously high. He He didn't write ridiculously low. He always wrote where the trombone player could play lead and sound like a trombone. And I thought that was always nice to have. And I try to teach that as well, because I think he just knew the instrument. He knew the, you know, I've never heard him play, and I've heard him talk about his playing on trumpet. But, you know, and he talks about it with, you know, he's dropping names that are like really great names, and he played with these bands. But, you know, I just, maybe I was too young, obviously, because by that time he started writing a lot more. But, you know, I think it's something that I always wanted to hear him play. But, yeah, but you know, it didn't bother me that much, not hearing him play. Having him write and watching him conduct.
Oh, that's
masterful.
It is masterful. The photos that have been zooming all over the internet about Gerald Wilson in action, you know, with the hair just zooming out underneath his baseball hats.
Yep, that's right. I used to say to myself, does he have to wear that hat? Because get him a bigger hat to cover that hair. But, you know, he didn't have to wear it, though. It was beautiful. It was just great.
Swing from Gerald Wilson's 2007 CD, Monterey Moods. I'm Linda Yon. We're remembering Gerald Wilson on 89.1 WEMU with trombonist Dennis Wilson. I asked Dennis what it felt like to play some of Gerald Wilson's complex and surprising choices as an arranger.
Ooh, that feels nice. That's what it is. Ooh, what if that feels nice. That's all.
Oh.
Very simple.
What did it feel like to be a member of a big band led by Gerald Wilson for you as a musician?
Respectful. I respected him, and therefore I gave him all the respect that I could muster up. You know, we worked hard. You know, I'm on his last three recordings, I think, and at least two, maybe it's two or three. And I remember one day we went overtime. Well, we just went over. There was no talk about, I need to go somewhere. I got some. In fact, I had a plane to catch because it was the last day, and then I had a plane to catch. I had to go to LaGuardia and fly back to University of Michigan, and we were late. And I was getting later and later. I said, oh, boy. And I'm talking hours late. But there was no, Gerald, I have to go. You know, there was none of that. You know, there was no extra money. And everybody was there. Gerald Wilson called once you're on the date. You go. You just go. You know, and in that band, other jazz greats were there. You know, Frank West, other jazz masters. Was there, and John Faddis, and Luis Bonilla, and Doug Provine, Steve Torre.
Oh.
You know, those were the people who came there. And the trumpet player, Mack Avenue trumpet player.
Sean Jones.
Sean Jones was there. You know, I mean, so that's Gerald Wilson.
That is Gerald Wilson. Well, Dennis, I know you've got another student to teach or something to do at UMich because you're one busy guy. Any final, just loving, respectful remarks that you want to share with WEMU listeners about the one and only Gerald Wilson?
I think the thing to do is get his latest recordings. I think all of those members should get his latest recording if they don't have it and play them. And just think about what it's like to have him there and what it's like when they saw him. I think that the greatest tribute that we could do for Gerald is to buy his music and listen to it and share it. Buy it for somebody else if you have it. Just buy it. I think that's what they should do. Because I think there's no greater respect than having one's music live on continually and be heard. And Mac Avenue's done a great job with that, too. You know, they've done a great job putting the bands together and all that. So, and Gerald was just fantastic to work with. So I think that's the best thing.
Before Motown, from Gerald Wilson's 2009 Mac Avenue Records CD, Detroit. Thanks to Dennis Wilson for his Gerald Wilson remembrances. And thanks to WEMU producer Brad McNett for his help. I'm Linda Yawn.